closed the door and left me blind.
Well, the Democrats, the way our next guest puts it, in one of their most blatant smash and grab deals, is going for as much bloated cash as they can. It's bizarre to me that any politician can sit there and realize that there's no money in the piggy bank, but they'll smash it and grab it, and they'll talk about taxing you and I more because, you know, it's for the children or some nonsense. Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment, back on the program. Phil, good to have you back.
Hey, Steve, great to be with you.
So you call it, or they call it the Green Act. You say it's the Greed Act. What is this, and what is it about?
Well, this one, they say it's for the planet, which is the other thing they say.
Yeah.
For the children, but maybe it's for both. It starts with sort of like the usual things that you know, another extension of the wind production tax credit and the solar investment tax credit. By the way, the wind production tax credit, which is probably the worst structured of any of the federal subsidies because it causes, you know, electricity spot prices to go negative when the wind is blowing, so the real electricity sources can't compete. And then when the wind isn't blowing, of course, you know, you need to have enough capacity, and so it's just wreaked total havoc on electricity markets. But, you know, they tell us every couple of years, oh, we just need one more extension, and then it'll, the economics will work, and we won't need another subsidy. And, you know, they've been doing that for like 25 years.
Yeah.
They got that in there. They got the solar investment tax credit, the 30% credit for that. They got... they triple the cap on the electric vehicle subsidies, which, you know, I find astonishingly outrageous since they almost all go to rich people and mostly in the state of California, and the rest of us have to pay for their Tesla hobby car, which is like their fourth car that they take out on weekends and that kind of thing. So that one probably angers me the most. But, Steve, the craziest thing in this bill, this is, shows you how just shameless and how they just assume no one pays attention or cares what they do. They put $5 billion in this bill for environmental justice grants to universities.
Well, what does that mean?
Leftists need an extra $5 billion of our money for, quote, environmental justice, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either, but I know that close to where I'm standing at Michigan State University, they actually offer a degree, I kid you not, in environmental justice.
Well, so they're probably licking their chops at an extra $5 billion of federal money. They got their grant applications all set and ready to go.
Yeah. In environmental justice, I've dished out a little of that along the way in my travels. The problem is they've got $5 billion for environmental justice, but won't offer one nickel to shore up the southern border.
Yeah. Well, remember, whenever President Trump wants to do anything, right. Didn't like the total amount of his border wall request add up to less than the $5 billion? We have to shut down the government. That's outrageous. How could we ever afford that? That's the most expensive thing we've ever heard. You know, and then they just like slip $5 billion into a bill for environmental justice. Don't blink. Don't say a word about it. I mean, that's a pretty good point. I mean,
it's stunning. You know, and it is. What I find amazing, Phil, is this use it or lose it mentality, too, because it's getting down towards the back part of December here, the end of the year, which means these different departments and agencies have money that they haven't used yet. So they're all going to hurry to spend it all, because if they don't spend it all, it won't be allotted to them next year. That's the mentality that drives me bananas.
Well, that's a huge issue. And although in this particular case, because of the way the federal year is set up, they're actually on a October to September fiscal year. So the dash to spend everything and get it out the door usually happens in September. It's a little bit of a, you know, different situation.
Sure, but the point's
resolution
the same.
But your point is absolutely right. No federal agency ever, with very few exceptions, says, oh, yeah, you know, we have extra money. We're going to return it to the Treasury. Give us less next year. No, they spend it all and then some, and then they say, look how much more money we need.
Yeah, they. How is it that a government agency can never use less year to year? FEMA, for example.
Never.
I mean, FEMA.
Occasionally you see it. Like, I think that Rick Grenell returned a bunch of money from the, you know, German embassy operations to the U.S. Treasury. So occasionally you see
On rare occasions.
They're very rare. very
right. You know, and
it's never the career staff. You know, it's only when you get a very hardcore conservative at the top they sometimes manage to do it. But it's extremely rare.
I'm shocked, though, that the Democrats had time to get any of this done when they're spending all of their time on the impeachment charade. I mean, honestly, they're spending all their time there. They don't see, I guess they're still capable of spending our money.
I'll tell you why they thought this one was worth working on, Steve. You know, it's not because they're going to pass this bill as is. It's because they're going to take pieces, or, I mean, I don't think they dream of doing the whole thing, but they're going to take pieces or all of it, try to jam it on the final year-end sort of monstrosity bill to fund the government and hope that the president will swallow it and sign it under fear of a shutdown. The current bill to fund the government runs through December 20th.
Wait a second.
They're going to run out of funding 5 days before Christmas, and then they think they're going to be able to jam in whatever crazy stuff they want and force them to swallow it.
Right.
On the government at Christmas.
But here's a serious question.
Stuff like that.
Here's a serious question, and that is, if there is a government shutdown and it comes sometime in early January, is that what you're suggesting? If that happened, gosh, they wouldn't be able to have their impeachment trial. The delay would be even longer.
Well, maybe they would. I mean, I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know.
You do an impeachment trial if the federal government is shut down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they add a new article of impeachment and blame the president for the shutdown. Call that impeachment. I mean, I don't know with them.
That'll sell in Iowa, as well as this other stuff is selling in Iowa and other places. Sure, why not? Phil Kirpin here from American Commitment. If you want to find out more about what you're up to, Phil, where exactly would you direct them?
AmericanCommitment.org.
AmericanCommitment.org. Phil, good talking to you. If I don't talk to you again, have a great Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.
Same to you. Have a good one, Steve.
There you have it. Phil Kirpin, everybody. Good conversation, as always. It's the Greed Act. Will he veto it? I don't know. But if the government's on verge of shutdown, and we're learning now that the impeachment vote might not happen until after Christmas, what happens if there's a government shutdown? Is there an impeachment trial in the Senate, or just sit there and wait? Ah, so much fun. So much fun is Washington. Anyhow, it's a quick break time. Please go check out SteveGruber.com. Lots of articles to read. New stuff coming every hour. Every hour there's something new. Don't miss it. SteveGruber.com.